You just need a little more oxygen.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we were talking about different kinds of ham.
Right. Well, then you have your sliced ham for sandwiches. Then you have a little thicker slice. They call breakfast ham.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have your Canadian bacon, which is really, to me, a form of ham.
What is country ham?
Country ham to me is... I don't like country ham, but it's sort of like the green ham. It's not cured like, or smoked like your hams that you know, buy at home.
Isn't it a lot saltier or something?
Yeah, it's packed in salt, and I guess this is the way they process it for use. Maybe, I don't know. They're supposed to hang it in a smokehouse and letting it smoke, you know?
I've never had it, I don't know.
That's, I believe, as well as I remember back from the farm, that's, yeah, it is salty ham.
Okay.
Can
you think of any other kinds of pork besides these?
Pig's feet?
Did you have pig's feet?
No, I wouldn't touch them.
Okay. Alright, how about lamb?
No, not at all.
You
don't know anything about lamb, except that I wouldn't eat it if I knew what it was.
Really?
Yeah, it was a little lamb.
Okay.
It's like quail. They say it's delicious, but I couldn't eat any.
Oh, they're so cute.
I know, we have them out here in the back.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Just running wild?
Yeah. They come down through the back every morning, and we go back every afternoon.
Oh, how cute. You see them then?
Well, I don't have a quail feeder right now, but I have been. If I keep bread out for the birds, and you know if there's any on the ground, they'll eat it.
What does a quail feeder look like?
Well, it's low. It sits on the ground, whereas a bird feeder sits up on a post. You know, up in the tree. But it has to be down because they don't fly too high, and they couldn't get up high for food.
And the dogs don't bother?
I guess they would.
Oh, but they're not that bad.
Oh no, I have a fence for the dogs. Let mine run loose.
Oh, that's good. I thought maybe your whole backyard was fenced. So I wouldn't.
No,
sure. You have
no.
A portion of it.
Right, just a corner.
Okay. All right, what are some varieties of chicken that are so named because you cook them a certain way?
Pheasants?
No, I'm talking chickens. But, like, for example, broilers or fried.
Yeah, like Cornish hens. Yeah, they're broilers and they're fryers.
What's the difference in the type of chicken?
Oh, I was going to say, to me, they're young. Your broiler and your fryer are younger chickens than a baking hen.
Okay.
A baking hen is a full-grown chicken.
What about a rooster or a roasting?
Well, to me, that's between a fryer and a hen. A roasting chicken.
Yeah.
To me, would be more a hen than a fryer.
Okay. Now, what are some other kinds of poultry besides chickens?
Well, would you put Cornish hen in with your chicken?
I think so. I don't know. Those are the little tiny ones, right?
Yeah.
What about the ones for Thanksgiving?
Oh, your turkey.
Yeah.
Right. And your pheasant. I don't know what that's considered. That's a bird, I guess.
I don't know if they're all chickens. No, I guess not.
I don't know.
What about duck? Do you
eat
duck?
No, I don't eat duck. Okay. No goose. Or geese.
Or
whatever.
All right. What are some different kinds of sausage that you're familiar with?
Well, sausage patties and the link sausage, smoked sausage, regular sausage, the hot and the mild, and the, you know.